Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Good day, wherever you are on the planet, you are tuned into the one and only, the Luna Lounge podcast with myself, Israel Ajozi. Welcome, everybody. Thank you all for joining me. Wherever you are, I am live on LinkedIn. I'm live on Instagram. I'm also live on YouTube, as you should all know. Shout out to Elena. Shout out to Geraldine. Who have joined me here on the Instagram, and I'm sure people will be trickling slowly but surely on the YouTube channel. Do subscribe, do like, do tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. I want to thank every single one of you who have taken time to also download this podcast or do download this podcast. It's a show brought to you by the one and only Magic Mind. Go get your Magic Mind here. If you're feeling physically, mentally, maybe emotionally fatigued, listen, man, this is the drink for you. Au Natural. The details to be able to get the 20% discount is also available in the link in the description box. Is it the description box? Is that what they refer to it as? I've got a bit of a sniff nose, so do forgive me. You might find me sniffing halfway through. But yeah, why that is, don't ask me. I think it's to do with the soap I'm using, something like that. But yeah, as I was saying, 20% discount for the Magic Mind. It's always in the description box, always in the details. On my YouTube, on any platform, it's always there. So do make sure you go and get a box and support the show. So there you go, Magic Mind. Shout out to Angela Love. Welcome to the show. Yes, it is a beautiful day. It is. It's a great, beautiful day on all. Later on in the show or towards the end of the show, we've got Tarot Card of the Week. So let's go. Let's see what's happening with that. What else I was going to say? What is happening where you are? What is the weather like? It's nice and blue, nice and sunny right here in London, UK. Yes, of course it is. I know that's nothing, you know, something expected. Shout out to Kapreem. Welcome to the show. Let's keep the show going. I'll be bringing up the chart of the moment. We're at the last day of April, could you believe? May starting tomorrow. Crazy. So yeah, I'm sure you're all happy, enjoying the weather. So you should be. Why not? What else? Competition time. Well, okay. I'll talk about that later. Anyhow, I've still got this spying, I've still got my water bottle. Yeah, now. I'm not using it as much though. I have to say, the pain is easing, I must say. But I'm doing little walkabouts, you know, it's okay. Doing little walkabouts and stuff and doing these nice, easy stretching. I need to get back into the gym is what I want to do. I went for physio the other day as well. She recommended swimming, which is something I always do when I go to the gym. I love swimming. Can't get enough of it. I love swimming so much. I want to move by the sea. I will be moving by the sea at some point in my life. So it is what it is. Krapini is saying, oh, what a beautiful day in the UK. We are so lucky. Angela also is making it clear. It's a beautiful day. Shout out to Tiffany all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. Woo! Welcome to the show. take that, Jax. Is Jackie here? I don't think she's here. Don't rub it in with Jack. I'm telling you. They get warm weather all year round where they are. You know, lucky for some, hey? Keep the questions coming. Shout out to, is it Pretty Bay? Pretty Bay, yeah. Shout out to you as well. Welcome to the show. Join us here on the Instagram Live. I will bring up the chart for the moment, and we're going through the astrology of May. What is it that we're looking for in May, right? What's going to be happening in May? However, what has been happening where you are, my hair needs doing. It's looking a bit rough right here. Yeah, I need to fix this up. What's going on right here? Shout out to LaDonna. Greetings. Tiffany's saying, I'm trying to get my baby in swimming lessons as we speak. We'll probably do mother-daughter sessions. Yeah. As a child, it's something that I always did. I always promote it. I think swimming's one of the most the best things that you can do. You know, it's one of the only exercises where you use all the muscles in your body, right? Yeah, swimming. Yeah, it's swimming. Yes, you should go swimming. I advise it. I promote swimming. Like, do it. Like, I was fortunate. You know, the school that I went to. I don't know how the schools are today, But I'm very surprised when I hear young people, children, people younger than me, people in their 20s, 30s who say, I can't swim. What? You know, even if your school didn't have a swimming pool, didn't you do swimming as PE? I recall, well, things have changed. Yeah, I am talking about back in the 80s. Yeah, when things were good, the good old days. You'll remember those days, don't you? Yeah. The years when Margaret Thatcher and Ronald Reagan were ruling the world. Yeah, of course. Well, we would go to swimming pools. They would take us to swimming pools. Our school didn't have a swimming pool, but there would be a bus and we'd go swimming once a week, twice a week. Yeah, it was like standard. I learned to swim, yeah, from primary school year, swimming. Then I went to a school that did have a swimming pool. So we were swimming all the time. It is what it is. Swimming, man. Listen, man. If and when I do have my little baby ones, I'm chucking them straight in that pool as they come out of the womb, from the womb to the pool. That's what I'm chucking them. How can you not know how to swim? Come on, man. You got to swim. I love swimming. And I love going to seas where it's nice and, oh my God, making me think about my next holiday. Do I ever get a holiday? No. I do want to go away though, and go somewhere where I can swim. Nice Mediterranean seas, you know, Greece and those kind of places, Cyprus, they have beautiful Italy. Oh my God. So some of the beaches there are phenomenal. They are to die for. It is what it is. Yeah, no, Tiffany, go ahead, man. Get in that swimming pool with a baby. It's a wonderful thing. And you know, babies, they swim naturally. They take to water because they're in the womb. They were in the fluids. So they know how to breathe, you know, underwater and such, you know. So it is what it is. Tiffany's saying the historic Claiborne Temple in Memphis burnt down on Monday. Really? It was a site where Dr. Martin Luther King, of course, had his last prophetic mountaintop speech before he was assassinated. They had been trying to restore it. Oh, wow. That's a bit, that's sad. I didn't hear about that, really. But mind you, a lot of things have been going on, isn't it? I mean, we've had the, as though I was there, but, you know, Portugal, Spain, power cuts and all this kind of stuff happening. Apparently, it's coming to the UK. I don't know if some of you, well, I don't know. Maybe it was just me. I did notice my internet was going crazy yesterday night and early this morning. From time to time, it was just cutting off and off. And I was like, is this it? Is this sitting over here? But yeah, we do have Uranus on Algol at the moment. So, hey. Be prepared for the unexpected. Tiffany's saying, I love swimming too, but my chart ruler is Mars in Pisces in the fifth. So I guess that makes sense. Yeah. That will be wonderful. Wonderful for swimming. Yeah, definitely. Go. Swimming's a beautiful thing. What else? What else has been happening? Pope's been buried. I missed that funeral. I don't know how that one passed me. I don't know. See, so much is going on. What else is happening in the world? What else is up? Like I said, I'm not listening to the news anymore. I don't know what the hell's happening. Big fight last week, Saturday. Conor Benn. Shout out to Conor Benn. Shout out to Eubank Jr., Eubank Senior and Junior. Shout out to all of you. Tremendous fight. Legendary fight. Yeah, people want to see the rematch. It's all happening. Yeah, you can always tell I'm a boxing fan, isn't it? It's still in the blood. It's still in the blood. I'm a fighter. Shout out to Jack. How are you doing? Good morning, all. Morning, afternoon, wherever you are on the planet. So I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. Like I said, I've got a bit of a runny nose. Why? I don't know. But we shall get into the astrology of the day. Shout out to Helen Olivia Yoga. Shout out to the Arts of Astrology who's joined. Shout out to Fane. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. Bonjour from the south of France. Of course, lucky for some. Shout out to Faye as well, joining the show. What else did I want to say? What else has been happening? What is the weather like in the south of France? Thing. Yeah, keep us updated. I'm sure it's lovely. I mean, it's beautiful over here in London. If it's great over here in London, it must be good in the south of France. I expect it to be better. What is it I was going to say? Yeah, what else has been happening? Punk's been buried. I haven't heard nothing from Trump. What else is capturing the... But this thing about the historic Claiborne temple in Memphis, where Dr. Luther King, I think that would be interesting to maybe look at Dr. Martin Luther King's chart to see if something is transiting. I would suspect something is transiting because I do know Martin Luther King, although he was a Capricorn, mountain goat, mountain top. One day we shall meet the mountain top, Capricorn. Yeah, people speak their charts, you know. I do know he had, I know he had the moon and Venus, and there might be another planet in Pisces. So that's probably, you know, maybe waking something up there. Although the Claiborne Temple obviously is a temple unto itself, but it would have been known for that. So there's a strong association, of course, with Dr. Martin Luther King and stuff. So, it is what it is. I guess. People, just a little shout out. Not something I normally do. Go watch the movie Sinners. Has any of you seen the movie Sinners with Michael B. Jordan? Quite interesting. Really good. Vampire movie, but, you know, it's got its own twist. It's nice. And the times in which it was set, you know, 1930s and stuff like that. But it's a really good film. Go watch the movie Sinners, people. You're in for a bit of a treat there. It's a vampire movie, but with a twist. It's got a twist to it also as well. Quite interesting. Go watch Sinners, people. Go watch it. Go watch it. Go and do some Fifth House stuff and go watch Sinners. It's really good. It's really good. Shout out to Florence. Florence, yeah, saying, let me know. Yes, swimming lessons were good back in the day. Exactly. They were excellent back in the day. Yvette saying, yes, let the rain fall, Jax. Jax is saying, just caught it on. Okay, so Jax is saying, raining season has kicked in over here. Weather is cloudy but still warm. Oh, you're joking me. Oh, God. I'm telling you, Capri's going to go in on you, Jack. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, our turn. Yeah. Capreem, that's correct. Marks and Spencer hackers. That was also something that was quite big also as well. The Marks and Spencer. I actually, we were looking at the Marks and Spencer chart the other day, me and a few colleagues, because they do have a chart. They've had some, I think Neptune was making, and Saturn also as well, was making some, quite interesting aspects to their chart. So, yeah, it is what it is. So, yeah, Marks and Spencer hacks. So it is what it is. So Angela's saying, I want to go this weekend. Yep. The movie Sinners is good. Yeah, symbolism in there is good. They plug a little bit of the, you know, the some of the ancestral stuff are up in there as well. Some African hoodoo stuff. I like it. That's my shit. Go watch Sinners, people. If you ain't watched it yet, go watch it. It's a good film. Got a vampire, but it's got a twist to it. It's not your typical kind of vampire. I suppose no vampire movies, although I'm a big fan of Blade is really good. Jax is saying it won't last, still going on. It is what it is. So Jax is saying it won't last. She's referring to the sunny weather over here in the UK. Yeah, you're probably right, but for however months it is nice. When it's nice, it's nice. But I hear you. Don't rub it in. Don't rub it in. What else has been happening? Keep your questions coming. The Arts of Astrology, so happy to be here. Thank you. So happy you can be here. Arts of Astrology saying, okay, I shall. Yeah, go watch the movie. Go watch the movie Sinners, man. It's really good. It's really good. It's good stuff. It's really good stuff. It's not one to think. Tiffany's saying, loved how it showed how music transcends time. Exactly. That was also another. If you can also get this, for those of you who are on, again, I'm not promoting it, they're not paying me, but if you've got Apple or Spotify as well, try listen to the soundtrack. Listen to the soundtrack. And it's like, there's just some stuff in there. I've been listening to some of the songs on the soundtrack, and it's like, it puts me in that space. It literally puts me in that space. Even while watching the movie, while he was playing that, it's like, woo, I just went in. You know what I mean? It just opened me up. It's like, music, listen, it's key. Scene with the ancestors and the futuristic, yeah, that was really good. You need to go watch Sinners, man. Sinners is cool. Florence is saying, best fight I've seen in a long time, really good fight. Oh, you're talking about the Ben Connor? Yeah, that was a good one. It's a good scrap. I was actually out that evening with my sister's birthday on the 26th. We went out to a restaurant, and we were actually in the restaurant. So me, nephew, nieces, we all had our phones, and we were watching it on the phone, and we were all getting excited in the restaurant. It was all crazy. It's a good evening out. You know what I mean? It was all good. It is what it is. Kaprim is saying Trump's 100 days. Oh, is it 100 days? Yeah. Okay. He said back to revolution of common sense. Okay. Shout out to Shayo, my brother. How you doing? Peace, man. Finally catching up. Yeah, catching the live again. All right. Cool. Welcome on board. Ibrahim, the Traore, Burkina Faso. I really need to do some real insights into this, because I'm getting conflicting messages here. Conflicting info. So I know there's a lot going on there. He's cleaned up quite a lot of the stuff with Burkina Faso and paid off the debts and wants the country to be self-sufficient, which is a great thing, wonderful thing. Let's see if he's on the appropriate track. And he's not stepping on any toes. I'm sure he is. It's not a perfect world. But let's see if maybe the other African countries can follow also as well. And maybe they can have a bit more kind of independence and stability. Most importantly, have stability, bring stability back. So, yeah, lots happening there. Did you find Michael B. Jordan's character akin to the Gemini archetype? Yes, of course. It was the Beji. Yes, you know. He and I share the same birthday. Okay, cool. Definitely. You found that in the movie, for sure. Tiffany saying 100 days of hell and embarrassment and incompetency. Last stand for the dying white supremacy. You really think so? A bit much. I don't think Trump's for the white supremacy. I'm still not buying that. I don't think he's a racist. I don't think so. I think it's for the rich. Yeah. Oh yeah. I think there's far more a division between rich and poor than there is actually between black and white. And I think sometimes the difference between the rich and poor, sometimes some of the elements of that spills into the whole racial black and white thing also as well. That's my take on it. It's quite interesting. Well, let's see. 100 days. He's got 4 more years. He's got 3 years and what? How many more days? 156 days left. So, hey, it is what it is. A shout out to Mason, also from New York, listening from over the pond. I don't know why us in UK always refer to America as over the pond. Number one, it ain't a pond. So the Atlantic Ocean. You get the gist. Anywho, let's go to the chart. Let's see what's happening here. Let me share my screen and let's have a look at what the astrology of the moment is saying. Coincidence, we've been talking about Trump. Look at where the moon is. 18 degrees of Gemini. Is conjunct his sun right now in Gemini, and Jupiter's on his sun right now in Gemini. So seems like that's why the Trump talk is coming up. Hey, moon in Gemini, lots of chit chat, lots of brrr. So I'm going to be talking away today. It is what it is. While I'm going to be doing that, let me get myself some water. Okay, so what is happening here? Remember I did say about last week, remember I mentioned about the the Mars Pluto opposition. Well, it's still in effect, technically speaking, although the peak of it has finished, right? But it's still there, you know, still things can still. And again, some of the things that which we've seen is connected with this Mars Pluto opposition. Again, Pluto in Aquarius, yeah, and things to do with electricity and internet services being cut, and you know, in places like Portugal and Spain, yeah, which are Taurus ruled countries, and the sun is in Taurus, by the way, and the sun was squaring the Mars Pluto. So remember, I said that we are going to be seeing some kind of, you know, something explosive. Boom. Or electricity being cut out for some people, bless them. Do you know what? I think it's very interesting with us as human beings. What am I trying to say here? Electricity will cut off, or internet will cut off, and the whole world will come to a standstill. As if the world did not exist before internet and electricity. People, wake up, be creative, learn how to be adapt. Okay, I get it, of course, because we've become accustomed to it. We've become used to it. Yeah? It's a little bit like one of these ladies who files for a divorce from one of these wealthy people. And the judge says, well, you've been accustomed to this kind of lifestyle. So the, you know, husband or ex-husband-to-be has to pay a certain amount of money. I get it. But hey, you were living before you met the rich husband. Please, give me a break. Yeah, I know it's difficult. Of course, it would be difficult for me. I know that for sure. But, you know, life does exist without, you know, electricity. we can function without it. You know what I mean? People, you know what I mean? Light your candle or something. You know what I mean? It's good to be in a bit of dark anyway. Contemplate, figure, meditate. Ain't that bad? I suppose it's not good for your food in the fridge. Yeah, okay. There's going to be downsides. I get it, but still. I mean, the whole world will think, you know, it's great. Caprivi saying, oh, I'm loving this show podcast already. And you're just getting started. Yeah, I'm just getting started. Tell me about it. Shout out to Akbar Pasha. Shout out to the difficult can fun good. Oh, didn't get that bit. Arts of astrology, creative. Okay, I get what you're saying. Yeah, can be good. Yeah, I get you. Yeah, well, it can be. It can be, right? We can learn how to be creative with that stuff. But of course, I mean, I get it. We're used to that kind of lifestyle, I guess, and we're paying our bills, and we think, yeah, so we're entitled to have some electricity. You can't just cut it off like that, unexpectedly. Try living in Nigeria for a month. Hey. Yeah, for those of you Nigerian people, you know what I'm talking about. I don't want to it's my ancestral country I'm talking about here. But still, you know what I mean? They just take the light like that, and ain't shit you can do about it. And let the end of the month come, and you don't pay that bill. yeah, so, you know, so, but I hear it. Anywho, back to this Mars Pluto. That is definitely all caught to do with that. Plus, we've got Uranus on Algol at the moment. We have what's known as fixed stars. This is why you guys need to sign up to my courses, because I'm teaching about fixed stars and how to use them. Most importantly, in your own chart. But yeah, we've got the fixed star Algol, right? So Uranus is on Algol right now, where you lose your head. And Uranus, we know, is connected on a collective level with things like electricity, technology, and inventory or invention things. So, yeah, that's definitely adding to the mix. And again, Spain is a Taurus country, so is Portugal. Those regions are quite Taurian orientated, so make no mistake about it. So yeah, I mean, the writing is on the wall. Anywho, let's have a look at what's going to be happening from tomorrow, the 1st of May. What is happening? Well, on the 1st of May, this is what's going to be happening. Or will this happen actually today? I think this might be today. Let's have a look. Is Venus moving in Aries today? Yeah, she is. She is. Movies is, yeah, okay, so it's going to be today. So Venus is moving into Aries today, not tomorrow, today. But she'll be well in there by tomorrow. Okay, no problem. Okay, so Venus is moving into Aries today, the 30th, the last day. So she will be in Aries, obviously, tomorrow on the 1st. All right, coolio. Well, we'll take that. Let's go back there. So Venus will be from today, have moved into Aries. That's quite a bit of a, again, initiating. So a lot of the stuff now we're picking up, although the sun has moved into Taurus, I think we're going to start to find things being a bit, they're going to be quicking in up. They're going to be picking up. Why do I say that? Venus is moving into Aries, where the sun is exalted, and the sun is in Taurus, where Venus rules. So there's a partial mutual reception there, right? There's a gentleman's agreement, let's put it that way. So we can move forward. Mercury's already plowing through. And Venus is going to be entering today. And tomorrow she'll be there. What other aspects are we going to be able to find? What else is happening here? Well, this is going to be a good one. Starting from today, when Venus does move into Aries, she's going to start to make a trine to Mars. We're going to be having a Venus-Mars trine. This is really good. It's very good for passions, romance, relationships, creativity, money-making. The list is endless. People, you want to be tapping into this. And especially for those of you who have a Venus-Mars trine in your... Let me rephrase. Who have a Venus-Mars aspect in your chart. I don't care what aspect it is. But especially for those who have a Venus-Mars trine, this is going to be really good. Do watch out for this. So Venus trine Mars, it's really going to heighten up a lot of passions. Great for romance, great for money making, great for utilizing and expressing your talents. This is what we're going to be getting. So Venus is going to be trine Mars. That is good. And that's going to be going on for quite a while, you know. So we can say that we're stepping into May with a nice Venus trine Mars, you know, the planet of love and beauty meets the planet of drive and energy and passion. It's like fusion. It's really good. It's a trine aspect as well. That's really good. Can be great for monetary gains and things of that nature. So, we shall welcome that one. That's for sure. What else are we going to be having? What other aspect is happening here? Do we have anything? No, sun's gone from there. Is sun going to be? No. Okay. Let's go. 2nd of May. Anything? We're going to have Venus-Neptune conjunction. So as, to be quite honest, I suppose we're having the Venus-Neptune before the completeness of the Venus-Mars trine. However, she'll still be trining Mars, but she's going to be conjunct Venus. So on the 1st, 2nd of May, we're going to have Venus conjunct Neptune. This is about idealism. Idealism around our money, idealism around our relationships, right? So be careful, people. don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe. A friend of mine said that to me yesterday. Remember Eddie Murphy? You're falling for the banana in the tailpipe? You all know that if you've seen that. Beverly Hills Cop, go watch it, man. Classic. Shout out to Alicia. Shout out to Hannah Marshall. Shout out to Astro Sheila. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. This is all going to be about ideals. It's all going to be about dreams. Now, this Venus-Neptune conjunction can be excellent, especially for those of you who are into music, fashion, creative projects, design, artistic endeavors, poetry, healing. This is really, really good. This is really good. So this is something definitely that you want to be tapping into, this kind of energy. Make sure you keep your feet on the ground, because with Venus, Neptune, sometimes we can go away and lose ourselves with the fairy. We can be in La La Land. So we want to be very mindful about that. There's an idealism here. And Venus is also connected with money, self-esteem, beauty, love. So we want to be careful that we are not being delusional in terms of money matters, in terms of relationship matters, in terms of love matters, in regards to our values, right? We want to be sure that we are not being delusional, and also that we are utilizing our talents in particular ways which other people can benefit from. It can be great to do some charity, right? Venus Neptune can be really good. And like I said, for those of you who are in the artistic industry, design, and that, this can be a really beautiful time. You poets out there, you musicians, singer-songwriters, fashion, design, dressmaker, whatever, this can be really a great time where some beautiful things can be created. Yeah, Venus Neptune, great time for planting flowers also as well, and I mean that literally, if you've got a garden, of course. Can be good for buying flowers also as well. Can have a kind of romantic, and let's not forget, Venus is still going to be trining Mars all during this time. So 1st, 2nd of May, we've got Venus conjunct Neptune. As a matter of fact, from today, the 30th. But 1st, 2nd of May, we've got Venus. She starts separating from the 3rd of May. She starts moving away from the Neptune. And starts making her way closer to Mars. What starts to happen from the 3rd of May, what starts to happen is we're going to have a sextile between Mercury and Jupiter. There's going to be a sextile with Mercury in Aries, sextile in Jupiter. Big, huge information. Great time for learning. Great for literacy. Anybody want to take an exam? This can be really good. This is positive. Anybody's taking an exam during this time is favored. From the 3rd of May, we're going to be having a sextile from Mercury to Jupiter. Can be good for trade. Any traders here? Yeah. Stock market, all that kind of stuff. You know, crypto, perhaps also as well. This can be really good. Mercury, Jupiter can be great for traveling. Promotes travel, great for communication, for any of you who are writers or any of you who've got anything to write. Mercury Jupiter can be perfecto mundo. This is going to be on the 3rd of May, on the 4th of May, on the 5th of May is when the sextile with Mercury and Jupiter will be exact. On the 5th of May is when it's going to be exact. Wonderful. This is absolutely great, right? Great for anything to do with travel, literacy, cars, vehicles, trade. Can be good for monetary also as well. And let's not forget, we're having Venus trining that Mars. It's still happening. Make no mistake about it. So Coolio. Also, just to also point out, around that fifth, we've also got a sextile from Venus to Pluto. We got a sextile from Venus to Pluto. Venus in Aries, sextile in Pluto in Aquarius. And on the fifth, Pluto stations to go retrograde in Aquarius. Yeah, the planet of power. So we've got Venus and Pluto starting from the 5th of May. So we've got a trine to Mars, Venus trine Mars, and then we've got Venus sextiling Pluto. Hey, deep love, powerful love, the power of love, the transformation and transmutation of love. This is all about. We really want to be looking at our relationship lives during this phase, people. We really want to be looking at that. It's going to be so, so important. Mega important. So watch out for this. Shout out to Gabrielle. How you doing? Welcome to the show. Shout out to Positive Movement. Jagdish. Is it Jagdish? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. Great having you here on board. Just talking some astrology here. Kaprim is saying IKEA Anchor Store opening Oxford Street tomorrow the 1st. Oh, really? I didn't know about that. IKEA Anchor Store. So is that a place where people can go and, what, order? Can you pick up from there as well? It's an Anchor Store, right? It saves people having to go all the way to Croydon or wherever their nearest IKEA store is, I guess. Yeah, okay, interesting. I suppose, well, if we look at IKEA, I mean, in a way, there's something Saturnian about IKEA because it's all about, well, it's not all about, but it's furniture, isn't it? Furniture-based. I mean, they sell other household goods, I guess. There is something perhaps lunar, very moon-orientated about IKEA because it's selling household stuff, stuff for the house, domestic. So there's something very lunar and there's something very Saturnian because it's all about structure, cupboards, wardrobes, all that kind of stuff, units and stuff like that. So there's something quite Saturnian. They use a lot of wood, that's for sure. So there's something lunar, Saturnian, which is quite interesting because them two planets have a interesting and quite a special relationship, actually. So yeah, we have that. And then we, what else do we? And then we're going to have this Venus Neptune. Interesting design, something artistic perhaps. So that's interesting. Interesting. I suppose it's a good time to. I don't know how the Venus Neptune though will. If they're opening tomorrow and then Venus Neptune conjunction, I don't know. It might not plan out to be what it's meant to be or work out the way that they. Let's see. Anyway, back to this fifth. We're having Venus Pluto sextile, power of love. Starting from the fifth, sixth. Pluto starts to go retrograde. Okay. On the 6th of May, there's going to be an exact sextile with Venus and Pluto. Exact sextile with Venus and Pluto. We're still having, also on the 6th of May, we've still got the sextile with Mercury and Jupiter as well. However, Venus is going on to perfect that trine with the planet Mars, which is really good. That trine is there for quite a long time. So people, single people, get going. This is your time. So yes, Hannah Marshall is saying art. Yes, yes. Hello to you, Hannah. Art, yes. So if you're in the arts, that's really good, Hannah. That can really be good. Mason is saying Venus Neptune, hold my beer. Yeah, yeah, that can be a, yeah, it could be a nice, I mean, Venus Neptune, I see in terms of alcoholic, I see Venus Neptune more as a, I see Venus Neptune more as a wine, maybe spirits, wine and spirits. Yeah, as a more, but more of a wine kind of, whether white wine, red wine, sweet wine. Yeah, sweet wine, that would be nice. Venus Neptune, not as a beer. Beer's more, it's made out of oats, isn't it? I don't know. It's more of a Mercury, Saturn kind of thing. But I hear what you're saying. Yeah, hold the beer. That is good. Hannah Marshall is saying, love hearing all of this. I have to go have a call for now, hopefully. Yeah, I'll post it. It's going to be there. My posts are always there on YouTube. Yeah, so you can also go and watch it there. I'm also available on all of the podcast platforms. You can listen to the show on Amazon, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple. Yeah, it's all there. Apple, Spotify. What is the other one? Amazon. Yeah, I'm there. The Lunar Lounge Podcast. We're worldwide, baby. So that's quite good. So that's the 6th of May. What else is happening? And we're still having the Mercury Jupiter as well. Expansion of communication. Going to be hearing lots of news around this time. So that's going to be good. Watch out for that. That starts to finish from the 7th. I'm talking about the Mercury Jupiter sextile, because Mercury is going to start moving away. What else do we have around this time? So I'm not doing anything. We're getting the Venus. Venus is going up to catch up on the 7th of May. 7th of May is where she's started to separate from the sextile from Pluto. So we're still having some deep love, but Venus is going to be moving away. So that will finish around the 9th. Yeah, around the 9th, 10th. Then Venus is plowing away, looking to step to perfect that trine with Mars. So we're still having the Venus Mars all the way through all the first two weeks of May. On the 10th of May, we are going to have Mercury move into Taurus. We're going to have the planet Mercury move into Taurus. When planet Mercury moves into Taurus, communication slows down. I did that purposely. There is nothing wrong with your set. Do not adjust your volume. But, you know, we know Taurus is very earthy, very practical, very pragmatic, very simple, very slow. So information slows down. Yeah, communication slows down. Trade, all of this slows down for the month of Taurus. That's how Taurus is. Got to take it easy, baby. No rushing. So Mercury moves into Taurus on the 10th of May, and we're still going to have the sun in Taurus. On the 10th of May, the sun starts to move or starts to close the gap. We're going to be having a Sun-Uranus conjunction. It's starting to pick up from that 10th, more from the 11th, 12th of May is where we're going to be seeing it. On the 10th of May, the gap is closing between the trine of Venus and Mars. Yippee. This looks exciting. Okay, what else do we have? Let's keep going. It's fair to say on the 11th of May is where the conjunction between the Sun and Uranus really starts to come into effect. Okay? So, on the 11th of May, we could say from the 10th of May, the moment Mercury moves into Taurus, Mercury is going to square Pluto. We're going to have a Mercury square Pluto. This is really about depth information, secrets really coming out. This is about information that's connected with power. Yeah. So we're going to have Mercury square Pluto. Look out for what kind of information comes up in the news. A lot of secrets are going to be revealed. A lot of secrets in regards to people in power. A lot of wealthy people. Somebody who's very wealthy is definitely going to be in the spotlight. There's going to be some information to do with plutocrats. Those wealthy people, maybe something to do with the oil industry. Speaking about the oil industry, do you guys see these people who protest about the... I mean, I get it. You want the world to be a better place. You protest about, because they're polluting. I get it. But why stop people, innocent people, who are going to work? They're going about their daily business. Why disrupt them? I don't understand it. I double dare one of you protesters to get in my way when I've got work to do and I've got places to be. I double dare you to get in my way. Yeah. See how that takes you. Disrupting me. Come on. Go and sit down, man. Find another way. What you're really meant to be doing, you're not doing. And it's just a reason to cause disruption, isn't it, really, for some of these people? That's what it's about. They really don't care. There's no thought going into it, that's for sure. Anywho, Mercury square Pluto. Yeah, information about plutocrats, wealthy people, maybe oil, maybe stuff to do with resources, information about resources, information about people in powerful places. Watch out for this from the 10th of May. 10th of May, 11th of May, 12th of May. On the 12th of May is where we're going to have an exact square. We're going to have an exact square of Mercury to Pluto. Watch out for information which comes along. And guess what, people? Do you know what's really going to bring it to the surface? We've got a full moon on the 12th of May in the sign of Scorpio. Full moons are about bringing things to fruition, bringing things to the light. It's about, boom, bring it up. Bring that stuff up that was in the depths, especially in Scorpio. Bring it to the light. Hidden things. So we're going to be having a full moon in Scorpio. So this is something that we're going to need to watch out for. And guess what? This full moon is coinciding with the conjunction of the Sun and Uranus. So Uranus is involved in this one. This full moon is going to be coming with a bit of a surprise. Or shall I say, it's going to be coming with a big surprise. Right? Uranus on Algol. Hey, yeah, this is one we need to keep our eyes out on. So that's going to be on the 12th of May is where we're having the full moon in Scorpio. I suppose I'll talk more about it also again next week. I'll be mentioning that. So yeah, let's keep our eyes on the prize here. But something is definitely coming to fruition here. What you planted, that new moon that we just had on the 27th, the new moon in Taurus, we're going to start seeing something coming to fruition in and around that, on around this time on the 12th of May. Intensity, things are going to get intense. Emotions are going to be intensified. A full moon in Scorpio is a powerful one. Even though the moon is in fall in Scorpio, it's a very, very powerful one. It's not one to underestimate or take lightly, especially with Uranus being involved. Like I said, we're going to be hearing about big things around this time. Bit of a bang. Tiffany's asking, what degree is the full moon in Scorpio? It's going to be at 22 degrees I believe. Yeah, 22 degrees. 22 degrees of Scorpio. 23. 22, 23 degrees of Scorpio it's going to be. I think it's 23. No, it's 22. It's 22 degrees. 22. 22 degrees of Scorpio. That's where it's going to be. So, yeah. Yvette's saying it's right in front of the tube station. She's talking about the IKEA store on the Oxford Street. It's going to be right opposite the tube station. Really? My God. Oxford Street. Oxford Street's got many entrances. Which part? Regent Street or Tottenham Court Road? Oh, no, no. Oxford Street. The Oxford Street or the Regent Street? Oh, no. There's about 10,000 entrances into Oxford Street, isn't there? Something like that. They have stopped doing it now. They've stopped doing what? It was on the news. Enlighten me, Kapreem. What's happening here? They've stopped doing what? What, they've stopped doing the IKEA store? Yes, where the Topshop was. Okay, I know where the Topshop was. So it's going to be there. But what did they stop doing? Because you put there, they stopped doing something. What did they stop doing? They have stopped doing it. What, they've stopped doing what? The entrance is what? Oh, the oil protester. Oh, God. No, they haven't. There was another one the other day. I saw one the other day. And I saw some people as well disrupting the marathon. It was a marathon. People are running the marathon to help people and help charities and cancer patients. And you're there protesting. You should get a box in your face. Get a slap for that. Get locked up. How are you disrupting people? Oh, okay, I can understand. Oh, like you're saying cars driving. All right, I can kind of understand that to some degree. It's still inappropriate as far as I'm concerned. But people, man, people running. Yeah, Kapreem's telling me to keep up, man. Yeah, I'm keeping up. I'm trying to see what's going with what. Tiffany's saying that's the moon of the Buddha. Got enlightenment under Scorpio full moon. Yeah, it's a powerful one. Too close to my ascendant, directly conjunct my relocated ascendant. Wow. Can be good. Can be revealing, that's for sure. It was on the news on Monday, Kapreem is telling me. But I think you missed the part of the show where I said, I don't watch the news anymore. It's not that I don't watch the news anymore. I just haven't had time to really focus on it. That's all. I can't remember the last time I've watched any news. That the orange oil protester. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Either way, all protesters need to go and find a seat. Shout out to Lexi. Welcome to the show. Shout out to Vashti Henry. Welcome to the show. What's that? Windina? What's that? I can't pronounce that word. Is it Wintind? Wintind? Am I pronouncing it correctly? Welcome to the show. So many of you people here. So I'm going to finish off here with this full moon in Scorpio on the 12th of May. And then next week, we shall look at the rest of the month. And by the way, by that 12th of May, Venus is closing the gap. We still got a beautiful trine with Venus and Mars. Really good for the passions, hey. And I think that's really good because this full moon is going to be in Scorpio, which is ruled by Mars. And for some of you modern contemporary astrologers, Pluto. But Mars is the original ruler. So, I think this one's going to be a bit explosive because of the Uranus involvement. And Uranus being on Algol at the moment. All kinds of mischief is something that we could be witnessing. So, yeah. 12th of May. So I will leave that there. Back again. Let me have a sip of water. That wasn't a sip, was it? It was a gulp. of water. I need water. That's what happens when you're cancer rising. That's what I do, drink water. Drink lots of it. Anywho, back to the show. Where are we? Competition time. Got a few announcements to make also, of course. So it's that, you know, time of the week. So last week, let's go to the phones. I asked if you are joining for the first time and you are wondering what is going on. Every week I ask a question, the winner gets £30. I ask a question, and so I'm going to ask a question after this, after I reveal the answer of this one. I ask a question, the first person who answers me the following week on the Wednesday at midnight UK time, so do adjust your clocks. For those of you listening to the recording, do adjust your clocks. The first person who answers me midnight gets £30. Midnight, so that afternoon, like today, I will announce the winner, of course. However, last week's question, which I asked, was what planet rules ships? A ship? Guess what? We do not have a winner. No winner. However, there were some new entries. Ole Bolotna. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this name correctly. Please forgive me. You came in first. Bolotna or Olena? Bolotna Olena. You came in first. Dear Israel, the moon rules ships. After you, it was Yvette. Hi, the moon. Bandio Joe says, competition time. What planet rules ships? Neptune. Amy, why did you go for this one, Amy? Amy says, Pluto. Ships? Pluto? God of the underworld? Really? What has the god of the underworld got to do with a ship? Yeah, I don't know. No, you got that one. Christian, then you came in last. You also said moon as well. No, there's another one. Anik, you also said moon as well. Most of you went for the moon. I can understand you going for the moon. There is no winner this week. There is no winner. The planet that rules ships is Jupiter. You see, I know how you're thinking. I know how you're thinking. Now, if I would have said boat, if I said boat, for those of you who said moon, yes. Amy, thinking Vikings, destruction. We are sailors. Okay, I get that. Okay, okay. Pluto ships. Although there is that, I suppose there could be some kind of connection, because there is that the thing of Pluto. You know, obviously when we die, we pay the ferryman who takes us across the river Styx into the underworld. So, but that's still not a ship. It's not a ship. They call him the ferryman, but it's a boat, really, isn't it? Let's face it. But if I say boat, boat is the, yeah, that's moon. That will come under moon. Yacht, you know, that will be something else. Kaprim saying, bet it's Saturn. It's quite interesting. You know, Saturn is connected with boats. Oh, sorry, ships. But actually, it's Jupiter. Sailing far and wide, long voyages, long distance. It's Jupiter's realm. Boats are his. Big ships. So, yeah. It is. Jack says, I was just about to ask. What was you just about to ask? What, the question or the answer? So, no winner this week. God damn. What is happening here? Yeah, Jupiter rules ships. Elena, it's me. Wow. It's me. Wow. It's a, what is it? What is it's me? Oh, I got you. I got you. I got what you mean. Oh, that was you. So you see, Elena, you see, you came in first. Unfortunately, your answer was wrong. But you got in there first. Nearly was you. I like your timing. 0000 on the dot. Okay, so Elena, yeah, okay, well done. Well, I'll be posing another question today, and yeah, I don't know. Shall I set an easy one? Looks like you guys want simplicity. Yeah, Jupiter rules ships. Make no mistake about it. Okay, here we go. Dun, dun, dun. I don't know what shall I do. I make it easy? Okay, let me have a think here of a nice question. Astrological question here. This is going to be an interesting one. What house in astrology is the house of confidence? What house is the house of confidence? It's a real tricky one. First person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, midnight, UK time, will be the owner of £30. What house in astrology is the house of confidence? To be confident in something? What house? Okay. Oh, let me put up the for those of you again, because you always ask, you know, and for those of you listening to the recording, the email of where you send the answer is the Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com. The Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com. That's for those of you who are listening to the recording. Those of you who are watching it, that's it. That's it there on your screen, isn't it? The Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com. Keep those answers coming in. First person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, midnight UK. So do adjust your clocks, right? What house in astrology is the house of confidence? Yeah, that'll throw you off. You guys need to take astrology courses. That's what you need to do. So, and speaking about astrology courses, they are starting to work on my website. The moment it's finished, and it will be finished very soon, the prices are going up. People, get on it now. There's a discount that you can also exercise. As a matter of fact, I might be even giving a more generous discount for those of you who contact me. That's the email right there, sacredplanets@gmail.com. Sacredplanets@gmail.com. If you want to know the art and science of astrology from a traditional, medieval, and psychological modern contemporary, I am your man. Sign up to the Sacred Planets Academy. Okay. We have two live classes every week. Two live classes. You get access to all of the recording material. You have the recording topics in terms of which you're meant to watch. Please do watch them if you do sign up. You have tests, quizzes, you have reading material. You can log in at any time with your own portal, learn at your own pace. You've got lifelong access to the material. And we have two live classes every week. Well, the two live classes will be starting from next week. And on Tuesdays and on Thursdays, you can learn from anywhere in the world, bring any questions. You get a copy of your chart. And I will take you step by step in terms of how to understand your fate, your fortune, your destiny. It's all going to be there. So be sure to sign up, people. That's the email address if you're interested. sacredplanets@gmail.com. Drop me an email or reach me out on, and I will send you the link with a discount code, with a nice, generous discount that you can think. The prices are going up, people. They're going up, I'm telling you, again. Okay? They've already gone up once. Now they're going up again. They're not getting any cheaper. Yeah. And trust me, well worth it. So I look forward to seeing you in class. And in that way, you can be getting these questions, which I ask every week. And you'll know. You'll be winning £30 every week. Could you imagine? Well, it's going to be going up to £50 soon. Could you imagine? You probably make your money back after you learn, the details of astrology. So hit me up, sacredplanets@gmail.com. There are going to be other classes which are going to be taking place. Palmistry, there's going to be a new palmistry course that's going to be happening in May. I will be keeping you updated on that. Tarot for intermediate level, intermediate. So for those of you who've done my beginner's courses, intermediate level, that should be starting in the next couple of weeks as well. I'm going to give you a heads up on that as well. So if you want to sign up to that, learn how to read the tarot, intermediate level, much more in depth, looking also at more spreads. I'm also going to be showing as well on the intermediate level how you can, I'm also going to be introducing some magic. You heard me right? Yes, magic. So yeah, keep your ears pinned. I will be doing those ads, sending out those ads very, very soon. So what else? Yeah, I think that's it. Numerology's already started. We're halfway through the numerology course, so you can't sign up to that. You got to wait until I do another numerology course. But it is what it is. It's going great. Great stuff. I think that's me. Listen, it's that time of the week, of course. It's tarot card of the week. So, tarot card of the week. Just going to shuffle the cards here. And let's see what the card of the week is going to be. I'm just going to shuffle here. And I'm just going to cut the cards. What have we got? Let's cut up here. What have we got? Oh, I like that. I like that. Well, we're in the month of Taurus, aren't we? We get the Great Empress. This is good. This means that this is a week of abundance, right? It's a week of productivity. It's a week of deliverance. It's a week of stability, prosperity, week of enjoyment, pleasure. I suppose we're getting that with a little bit of the weather over here in London, UK. But either way, it's a beautiful card. This indicates that over the course of the next 7 days, that we have to focus on our well-being, focus on your stability, focus on your prosperity, focus on your where is fertile in your life. Focus on abundance. This is what this card essentially is about, the Empress. It's a wonderful card. It's a great card. It's indicating that for us, for those of anybody who is watching this, this is for anybody who's watching this, right? That there is, again, opportunity here for us to perhaps do something that can actually stabilize something in our lives. It can bring forth fruits, right? This is what this card essentially is about. It's about motherhood. So perhaps also over the course of the next week, we need to celebrate women in our life, mothers, sisters, aunties, friends, girlfriends, wives, lovers, sister, every female. It's womanhood, right? It's female, femininity. This is what it's also all about. So also about perhaps maybe enhancing relationships also with powerful females also around us. A shout out to Simo here, who's also joined us here on the live on the Instagram. Welcome to the show. Shout out to Ola Yinka, also joined us here, also on the show as well. Welcome. This is what this card is about. So it's a wonderful card. Really loving it. Loving the Empress. Loving it. I will take that one, that's for sure. Take it right to the bank. And it's a week of love. Yeah, we've got the Venus in it. It's love. It's about comforts. Enjoying yourself. Yeah. Treating yourself. Go get yourself some chocolate. Why not? Go get yourself some chocolate. The Empress. Tiffany's saying Mother's Day is coming up. Has a Mother's Day passed? Was that me? Is that an American thing? I do know sometimes you guys have a different one. Is Mother's Day coming up? Is it? Really? Well, mind you, it's May Day tomorrow. May the 1st. May Day. Yeah, there we go. No coincidences there. Great time for this card to come out, that's for sure. So, yeah. But Mother's Day. I thought Mother's Day is gone. Amy's saying yes. What, Mother's Day is coming up? Need to look into that. When do you guys have your Mother's Day? I thought we had a Mother's Day. Didn't we have a Mother's Day? Yeah, May the 11th. Oh, really? In the US anyway. Okay. Might be a US thing. Which is actually quite appropriate. I mean, May, it's May. May is about the mothers. It's about that Taurus. This is where the whole idea of May Day comes from. Which is probably because, you know, American culture, a lot of your, you know, things like Halloween and all this thing, you know who brought that in there, right? That was the Irish. That was the Celts. They brought in a lot of that Celtic tradition. Halloween, but, you know, as Americans do, you really know how to commercialize things and make things big. Everything about America is big. You know, you blow it up. Sagittarius rising. That's the chart of America, that is. It's got Sagittarius rising, ruled by Jupiter. And Jupiter's in Cancer in the American chart. Exalted. Oh, you're having a Jupiter return. America's having a Jupiter return this year, starting from June. That's going to be good for your country. Yeah, let's see what you're going to say about Donald Trump then. Yeah, watch. You're going to have a wonderful year coming up. Yep, I said it. Mr. Donald Trump's going to bless you guys with homes and houses and gifts and money and everything else. Going to be really good growth. Watch. Watch your economy boom in the next year. I betcha it booms. And the credit's going to go to Donald Trump. It should go to Jupiter. But it is what it is. Miss Tashi, it's passed in the UK. We had, that's what I was saying. It's probably, we had it in March. In America, it's coming up in May. Okay, thanks a lot for that, Miss Tashi. Thanks a lot for that. Second Sunday of May. Okay, kind of makes sense. That more than likely, Tiffany saying I was just ordering my mum a gift. Okay, that's nice. Same in Ghana too. What? Same in Ghana as in is coming up in May as well? It's interesting. Mind you, we're speaking about mothers. Every day's Mother's Day. Never forget your mother. A woman who carried us for 9 months. We should be celebrating Mother's Day every goddamn day. Yes, Mason, get yourself some chocolate. LOL. Yes. US Mother's Day is in May. Okay. Mason's also okay. Every day's Mother's Day. Yeah, that's true. Okay. So USA. Okay. So you guys have it in May. It's probably the Celtics who brought that in as well. A lot of your traditions, it's either the Celts or if it's not the Celts, it's Native American Indian. That's for sure. Let me not go into the history of USA. We really know who the long belongs to, don't we? Another story for another day. Let's not get too political. It is what it is. This is where we're at now. We've got to work with it. It's not like it can change. Sometimes we talk about the past like it could just, like, we can change it back. No. It's changed for a reason. You know, always remember that. Whether we like it or we don't, whether it happens in a positive way or not, it changes for a reason. Meaning that even if that didn't happen, it would have changed anyway. Coolio. Listen, I've come to the end of my show. I want to thank each and every single one of you who took time to listen, contribute. Well, I'll be here next week, so I'll be here to, you know, wish you American people a happy Mother's Day in advance, but it's all good. I will be back next week, same place, same time, giving you the updates of what is happening. What else did I want to say? That was about it. There might have been something on my mind, but can't really remember. Listen, people, I want to thank you for every single one of you.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
What happened to you that?
I hear makers.
Thank you. People listening on YouTube, please press the likes. Please subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Have a wonderful, beautiful day wherever you are on the globe. Thank you for your support. My name is Israel Josie. You guys have been listening to the Lunar Lounge, and I am out.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. 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 Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.